Good morning and welcome to a test edition of Driving with DeMarco. Now, I know that sounds a little strange, test edition, but it's quite simple, actually. I'm switching the recording platform over to Anchor, and I want to test it out here this morning and see if it works, because with that will allow me to do a couple new things. That will allow me to record on the fly and have it immediately be available to upload, to embed, and remove a few steps that I had to do on the back end. It will also allow me to put it on the website directly, thechairshot.com. Now, previously, Driving with DeMarco was being uploaded to the Patreon as well as to our Google Drive that we were using for the Patreon in the background. And we're actually, guys, this is a bit of an announcement. If you listen to the bonus edition of Driving with DeMarco that I did with Tunney, as well as the recent hashtag Miranda show, we're going to move away from the Patreon and more towards the website. What we thought was that we were taking some really good content and we were putting it behind a paywall. And while we appreciate the paywall, we want it to be available to the larger audience. We want to continue to build and grow the core audience of thechairshot.com. And the best way to do that was to deep six the Patreon for now and move towards all public content. So that's what we're doing. Here this week, I'll be making those changes, still uploading content to the Patreon right now because we do still have the subscribers and I want to give them an opportunity to slide on out of there. So I've got to get some things uploaded to the Anchor site as well and begin to use that. So it's a process. Nothing is overnight, but got a new logo for Driving with DeMarco and got some stuff on the Anchor coming up today and later this week as well as I look to get everything uploaded there. Big key thought for you guys and key thing for everybody listening. Support the stuff. That's the biggest thing you can do for us at The Chair Shot. We are not a large operation. Now, we're bigger than like a blogger. I mean, we've got a good anywhere from 15 to 20 people given their schedules working on the website in a given month. So there's a lot of people behind the scenes. Obviously, myself, Andrew Belaz do the most. You've got PC Tunney who produces multiple podcasts. You've got some great writers like Steve Cook. Stephen Mitchell probably comes in third place, to be honest with you, because of all the amazing coverage that he does. And so we've got ourselves a crew. And so I don't want it to seem like this is a one-man operation, because it's definitely not. But we continue to grow and develop and then grow and then develop and then grow. And that's what the goal is for this website. Yeah, when we launched it, we had visions of grandeur, as they say. We're going to take on the world in a year. Obviously, that was unrealistic, but we've shown significant growth over that first year and a half where we are now, and we've shown a lot of stability as well with our audience. We're able to grow and maintain a stable audience and then just continue to grow, and that's what it truly is. You have a spike in the beginning because everybody loves the new girl, and then interest kind of goes down to it normalizes, and then it grows from there, and that's typical with any brand new product, with a new wrestling product, with a new entertainment product, anything like that, with a new podcast. You hit it hard in the beginning, then it dies off just a little bit because people, there's always going to be bouncers, people that bounce around from product to product and don't really latch on to one thing. And when they do, great, they're a super fan, but you know, you're going to get those people that bounce around. And when you launch something new, a bunch of bouncers are going to jump on, then a good portion of them will jump off, some of them will stick. That's your early audience and you grow from there. And that's just how growth works in this world. And in this entertainment world, from everything that I've experienced over the past, you know, 10 years that I've, really 12 years that I've been involved in the entertainment side of this business in some capacity or another. So I wanted to share that with you because I'm super excited. Because of all these changes, I took a few days off of Driving with DeMarco. I even have a few things to upload, and I'm going to knock those things out here this week. But for you guys, the content's not going anywhere. In fact, it's going to come harder and it's going to come stronger. And I'm super excited to bring it with you. Little housekeeping that I normally do on Driving with DeMarco. At Chairshot Greg on the Twitter. Go follow me, especially now that more people are going to be consuming this. I definitely want you guys to follow along because it's a lot of fun on the Twitter. A little bit of warning. You won't always agree with the things that I tweet. And we won't always agree with each other. But as long as you don't get personal or hateful, I'm not going to hit that mute button. I'm not going to hit that block button. Because it's all about the discussion, and it's okay to disagree. If everyone agreed, all these podcasts would suck. All these articles would suck. Nothing would be as much fun if we all agreed. So it's great when we disagree. You can also follow the website at thechairshot.com. That's, of course, the website of thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. You can head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and pick up your very own chair shot t-shirt. I have a brand new design coming out here in the next little bit. That's a super cool new design for the website. It's kind of an alternative logo for the site, and one that I've worked with somebody on to develop, and we'll bring it to you guys here shortly. Very, very excited about that logo and that sort of project, as it were, that we were able to put together. Also, you've got all the traditional designs, the chair shot logos. You've got the Always Use Your Head shirts. You have the Baron Corbin Suck shirt, endorsed by the man himself. You've got the Jesus Did the Job shirt, invented by Christopher Platt. So much more out there. I'm working with Pro Wrestling Tees here this week. Going to get some new color options added as well. Some of those are personal on my own part, because I want certain colors for some shirts that I can wear around at certain events that are maybe sports teams for my son. And so I want to be able to wear the right color there. But what it means for you is new colors, new excitement, all kinds of great new stuff here on the website. So you know what it is. It's thechairshot.com. It's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. It's Chairshot Greg. It's thechairshot.com on all those forms of social media. Man, I am so excited for the things that we're going to do as we move forward. Look, driving with DeMarco was a happy accident. Literally, I decided one day to try it out, recorded it. I sent it to PC Tunney, because PC Tunney, you may not remember when he did his Daily Dozen, and you may not have heard the solo episode of the DWI podcast that he did. He is really good at the solo podcasting, and I never thought I was. And so when I sent the first episode of Driving with DeMarco to him and subsequent episodes, I was surprised that he liked it. And I sent it to some other people, and they liked it. So I'm going to stick with it. And I think it's something that people will listen to. People have listened to. Everyone who I've shared it with, whether it's on the Patreon, whether I've sent them a link, they've all really enjoyed it. And I've really appreciated the feedback. And some pointers have come along with them. And that's very important in this life. You don't want people just to kiss your ass and blow smoke up your ass. You want people to tell you, hey, this is great. Also consider this. And that's, you know, it's not a bad news sandwich. You know, the bad news sandwich is stupid, but, and I've used it before, don't get me wrong, in leadership, I've used it myself. But it's more about how you can grow and develop. Tell people what's great about what they're doing so they continue to do that. Tell people what you think they can fix. It's like, do more of this, do less of this, also do this. That's the best way to do the feedback model. And then express your appreciation. It's not a bad new sandwich, but give them the appreciation as well, because that's a big part of it. You know, people say they appreciate the time and the effort I put into it. That's a big deal to me as well. So that's where we are right now. And that's where I want you guys to come in and play with us, because this is all made possible by the great listeners, the readers, those who've bought t-shirts, and so much more. You make thechairshot.com go around. You make thechairshot.com possible. And I thank you for that. So listen, this week, we're going to continue to upload new episodes of Driving with DeMarco. We're going to continue to hit it hard at the chair shot like we've always done. And the growth's not going to stop. You know, it's, we don't stop till we hit the top, so to speak. And so that's what we're going to keep doing. So thank you. Keep listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow on Driving with DeMarco.